Today on the John Albatross Show, we'll talk about the NFL, what happened, and a whole bunch of other stuff. I don't know. I've been gone for a while. We'll see how this works out. So, without further ado, the John Albatross Show starts now. What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Albatross of the John Albatross Show. Now, I've been gone for a while, so first things we're going to talk about. Well, before I talk about it, last time I was going to do a show, I couldn't get it done. Something was up, but the Anchor app just had a new update, so maybe this will help us out. So, we're going to try that today. But the first things first. The Philadelphia Eagles are the NFL World Champions. The Lombardi came back to Broad Street for the first time. I know I sounded stupid there, but fuck you. I'm excited. I must have spent, over $100 on Eagle shit. I got a fucking license plate. I spent about $100 on Eagle shit. My dad won the block pool. So, he bought me a long sleeve tee. And, I got a Zubas hoodie. If you remember Zubas from back in the day, they have an NFL license. And I got a hoodie. It's a zebra print with the Eagles colors. It's fucking badass. I got it for $20. I got the hat. And the hats were buy one, get one, so I gave my dad one. And I got a license plate frame. So yeah, I spent about $100 on so I spent a few dollars. What the fuck? But yeah, Eagles with a backup and Nick Foles beat the GOAT, Tom Brady. Big fucking deal. Big deal. He beat Tom Brady. And no, I couldn't be happier. Like, I never thought this would happen in my lifetime. Oh, no. I spent well over $100 because I got my friend's son a bib that said, my first championship, Eagles, Super Bowl 52 champions. But, yeah, unbelievable. The parade on Broad Street and Benjamin Franklin Parkway, or as we call it in the city, the Parkway. Who the fuck calls it that unless you're a fucking tourist? Yeah, so that went down the up Broad Street and up the Parkway to the Art Museum. The rally ended at the Art Museum. And some fucking place in England said there was only 700,000 people there. And I call bullshit on that. There was supposedly 2 million people at the Phillies parade. And Philadelphia is a football town more than a baseball town. And you're telling me that I think there was like 3 million people there. And when you adjust for inflation, there's probably like 2 million people. There was a lot of people. It was ridiculous. There had to have been at least 700,000 people or 500,000 people at the Art Museum where the Rocky steps. But, yeah, the Eagles beat Tom Brady. It was the most Philadelphia victory ever. Like, I'm not even going to sit here and lie to you. And Philadelphians can go to their grave happy that they got to see a Super Bowl. Very emotional time for Philadelphia. Some dickhead in Boston was like, oh, I remember my first Super Bowl. I was like, remember when the Sox won in 2004? Well, that was different. I'm like, nah, it wasn't different. This is basically the Philadelphia version of the Sox winning the World Series in 2004. Don't tell me otherwise. Don't tell anybody from Philadelphia otherwise. Because it was. One of the best days in Philadelphia history. And, yeah, I fucking loved it, man. Loved every minute of it. I was sick during the parade, so I couldn't go down to the parade. That was another reason why I couldn't make a recording. But I'm back today. Eagles won. I'm wearing my Eagles Zubas hoodie right now. It's pretty fucking sweet and quality. You can go on Zubas.com. Look like an asshole from the 80s, but it's a damn fine product. Alright, so it looks like Anchor's letting us go above the 5-minute mark again, which is great. I don't know what the hell the deal was with that 5-minute thing, but this is how it should have been to begin with. So, as you know, a lot has happened since the Eagles won the Super Bowl. I wasn't sick, and Anchor wasn't fucking up. I would have put it out there, but let's just get the cat out of the bag. On Valentine's Day, there was a school shooting, and it was another mass shooting with an AR-15. And my thing with guns, and I get a lot of shit about this, dude, because you know what? There's people, I don't want to say that I'm a centrist, but I think I'm more of a centrist, but I'm more of a centrist because of common sense. Like, even Bernie Sanders said, we're not trying to take your guns away. Because we're not. I'm more of a Democrat than a Republican. I'm a registered Democrat. The Democrats aren't trying to take your guns away, people. But the thing with the AR-15 is, it's highly manipulated, and there's no practical use for it. I have a lot of people that talk about it, and then you got people who, you know what, and people who own guns that are, I'm like, dude, they're not going to take your fucking guns away. Why do you all fucking think that? It's fucking stupid. Stop. But anyway, as an AR-15, a 19-year-old kid got it. And he killed 17 people in a high school. Now, the difference between this high school shooting, which might be the big difference and the nail in the coffin for a lot of these assholes, is the kids are now standing up and saying something. And it's getting a lot of publicity. And it's so bad for these people that they're saying these kids are called crisis actors, which is, they just have people that are actors, like basically like the movie Wag the Dog with Dustin Hoffman and Robert De Niro, great movie, where they fake a war in Albania to get the president's approval rating up and try to get like a scandal to go away. So sort of that's what they want to do. They're saying about these kids, which is, dude, go fuck yourself. And there's just so much bullshit involved, and it's like, I'm just tired of it, man. I'm really fucking tired of it. Like, I know people that have AR-15s, and they're responsible. And you know what? They say the same thing. I like the gun because I love to shoot the gun. They love to shoot the gun. They don't use it for protecting their home. Because in your home, it's close quarters anyway. A pistol or a shotgun would fucking be more than suffice. More practical. More logical. But you have the AR-15. It's just fun to shoot. Oh man, it's just fun to shoot. Boom, 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 boom. Now, I just wish people would, they would just admit that. If they would admit that, then it would be a different thing. But, like, at this point, too, a 19-year-old bought a gun. He's not even allowed to fucking buy beer, and he bought a gun in Florida. And people are getting pissed off. They had a town hall meeting on a Tuesday. Fucking Tuesday. Or no, when? Fucking when? Wednesday. But they had a town hall meeting about it. Marco Rubio was the only Republican there. And they had some woman from the NRA. She was hot, I ain't gonna lie. And this is big Republican strategy. Send the hot woman out there, because that'll get fucking results. Because that's all the Republicans do. And I think that backfired. Because people want substance now. Recording will end in 9 minutes. I think you go about 10 minutes now for recording. But, yeah, so, they had, and the kids just stood up. Marco Rubio was there. He took almost $4 million from the NRA. And basically, the kid just asked him a simple question. If you're against this, will you stop taking money from the NRA? And then he was real cocky. People buy into my agenda. It's like, I didn't ask you that, dude. I asked you if you'd stop taking money from the fucking NRA. And then I saw videos like one kid. And he was in the ROTC. And I've seen kids like this my whole life, man. It's like in teenagers, even into their 20s, I still see a lot of them. Fucking fake-ass military. Want to do, like, you know, can't we get some ex-military who's trained with a gun to come in here and stop? I'm like, oh. And CNN said, no, you can't ask that question. Because it's not going to help. Like, in prison, like, the guards, like, within the prisons, they don't have guns on the cell blocks. The CERT team, that's basically the prison riot squad, they might have them, like, coming outside the prison and that, all that. I know, like, when I work in, they bring prisoners to the hospital. The guards have guns because they have to. But within, like, the cell blocks and all that, they don't. Because all that you need is one of them fucking prisoners, or two of them prisoners, to fucking gang up on you and steal your gun. Like, there's so many strategies that people don't understand about guns. Like, the big thing, we'll say, I'm a firm believer in this. It's called the Rule of 22. Which means, if you do not have your gun in your hand, a perp within 22 feet of you with a knife or any type of weapon has a better chance of killing you before you could kill them with your gun. And that's the truth. At 6 feet, all he's got to do, can I see your license and registration, please, or something? Let me see your license so I can prove who you are. He could just pull cards out of his wallet, throw it right in his face, take his knife out, and fucking stab the dude. And, like, honestly, I mean, talking about the soldiers, the ex-military people, to protect the schools and all that, that might not be a great answer either, because much as I respect the military, I respect people who serve their country, but there's a lot of shit, man, you don't know about these people, and they hold back. Like, cops. There was a cop there. The cop got fired because he did nothing. He ran like a fucking dog with his tail between his legs. Like, that's not always the answer. Like, honest to God, people, no one, like, in Columbine, they use Tech-9s, the shittiest gun you could use. Nobody needs a fucking Tech-9 to protect their family. Nobody needs a fucking Uzi to protect their family. Nobody needs a fucking AR-15 to protect their family. Are they fun to shoot? They are absolutely fun to shoot. I've never shot one. I know a lot of people that have them, and they shoot them. They say, man, this is just a fucking fun gun to shoot. I like shooting this gun. I just have fucking fun shooting the goddamn gun. And that's all I want to hear. AR-15s are fun to shoot. Don't give me the bullshit that they protect your home, because they don't. They're the most impractical gun to protect your fucking home. If I'm in close quarters, I'd gladly rather have a fucking handgun or a shotgun. The shotgun's bulky like the AR-15, but you could shoot it from the hip, and to quote Bill Burr, it's got a good spread. It's got a good spread. And what that means is, you don't have to be accurate with it. You shoot it, it's going to fucking spread, and it's going to fucking fuck somebody up. Handgun, much more accessible. Doesn't have as good of a spread as a fucking shotgun, but it's just as accessible. I don't understand. Just admit you like shooting fuck. There's nothing wrong with that. You like shooting guns, you like shooting guns. This is America. You're free to do that. Just say, hey, I like fucking shooting an AR-15. That's all I want from these people. Hey, you know what? It's a fucking fun gun to shoot. Why do you have this gun? I like shooting it. It's fucking fun. All they have to do is admit that. And, the Republicans again are blaming fucking Grand Theft Auto and other video games. You know how these violent video games, do you know, and these movies like John Wick caused this fucking shooting. Grand Theft Auto caused the shooting. Marilyn Manson caused the shooting. Christ. When's he coming back into the fucking fold after a fucking school shooting? Oh, that's right. He's not, because everybody found out that it was bullshit and he never talked about fucking killing everybody and blowing up fucking schools. Oh, Christ. We actually listened to his music this time? Oh, well. Brian Warner, you're safe from this. Good job, my man. Keanu Reeves, you might have a fucking problem. Because apparently your movies are causing high school shootings and mass shootings everywhere. Rockstar Games, Grand Theft Auto, we're going to have to pull it from the shelves because it's causing that. Call of Duty, no, you're done. Which I don't understand that, man. Why is that such a fucking easy scapegoat? Like, Shooting a gun in a video game and shooting a gun in real life is fucking completely different. Like, kids, they shoot fucking guns. Like, Penn and Teller had a thing. A kid played violent video games. He shot a gun for the first time. It was an AR-15. The kid fucking went to his mom and started fucking crying because the recoil scared the shit out of him. Like, I'll just be honest with you, man. It's your right to own a gun. But there's just so many assholes out here with these guns. And the big problem is assholes. And you got mental health. People with mental fucking illness. Like, people with mental illness can buy a gun. Like, nobody with mental illness should be able to have a gun. It's just fucking... That's why we do background checks. Gun shows. Like, why isn't there somebody at the gun show from the state who can help you with that? The gun show loophole. Like, come on, people. I remember straw purchases. Philadelphia got so bad with the gun violence the one year. I think it was 2006 or 2007. There was 430 murders in my city. Chicago, not too long ago, 500 fucking murders. Over. Now, Chicago has almost 3 million people, and Philadelphia has about 1.6, 1.7. But these fucking criminals. Oh, well, you know, criminals have guns. They're not going to obey the rules. They're criminals. Yeah, but you know who they were getting the guns from? They were going down to Virginia or North Carolina or fucking West Virginia. They were taking road trips. They were buying the guns off of fucking people who had a fucking stockpile of them. Like somebody buying a couple fucking shitty 38 specials or some fucking shitty fucking 9mm handguns. Oh, I need fucking 10 of them to protect my house. Really? You need 10 of them to protect your house? Then he was selling them to these people where it was legal to sell them. You didn't have to fucking have a bill of transfer. Like in Pennsylvania, if you want to fucking sell a gun, you have to go to a gun shop. And the gun shop has to do a background check to make sure everything's right. And they got to let you know, hey, you know, the gun's coming here. The gun's fucking transferring ownership to somebody. And it's easy as fucking pie. Like, I don't understand. Why they didn't, that wasn't against the law in fucking these countries or these states. Like Chicago, they could have went down to Nebraska or some shit, or Iowa, and they could have got these fucking guns, and they could have got them technically, legally, and then when the people tried to prosecute them, well, I didn't break the law. Now that's a national straw purchase thing. And, I don't know, man. We really just need a good, we just need to look at gun control. Everybody wants a fucking, hey, we need this, we need this, we need this. We just really got to look at this at this point. Because I've said it once, I'll say it again. The Second Amendment is not the right to bear arms. The Second Amendment, essentially, I'm going to get this wrong in how it's quoted, but I'll give you the aspect of it. In order, basically it says, in order to maintain a well-regulated militia, to basically protect the country, your right to bear arms shall not be infringed. So basically what that means is a well-regulated militia, which means, hey, I got this guy here, this guy's got a gun, this guy's got a gun. Like the old farmers have guns so they can fucking fight the British. That's what it meant. It's guns evolved. Like you had the pistols where you had the fucking single action pistols where you had to like fan the fucking trigger. Then you had the double action pistols. Now you got like the semi-automatic pistols. You know, the Second Amendment technically wasn't protecting that fucking your. But I can't really say shit about that because you know what? Most people who have pistols, they're registered, they're not fucking all over the place, and, you know, if you have a legal handgun, you're doing your part to maintain a well-regulated militia. But if you have a fucking AR-15 that's like, I know it's hard to do if you know a machinist and they can do it right, but it's not out of the realm of possibility that you can fucking fabricate an AR-15. And they got the bump stocks too that help you fucking fire off more with the recoil, less recoil. Like, dude, that's not a well-regulated militia. Somebody buying fucking 15 AR-15s and then selling the things to gangbangers in the inner city, when you're out in the country, that's not a well-regulated militia. It's not. You can argue with me all you want. That's not a well-regulated militia. There's people out there that have fucking guns that we don't know about, and they're selling them to these fucking criminals on the side. Like, how is that the Second Amendment? So let me just end it here with this. People, if you own a handgun, and you own a handgun legally, and you have it registered, you have all the proper documentation, and you have this and that, you are upholding, basically, you're keeping a well-regulated militia, and your Second Amendment rights will not be infringed. But if you're some asshole who has a gun that you bought at a gun show with no fucking registration and how nobody's going to find it, then fuck you. You're not, your Second Amendment rights, you have no Second Amendment rights. You're not maintaining a well-regulated militia. And yeah, you go fuck yourself. And that being said, to all you gun owners that think that the Democrats are going to take your guns away, which might I add, you've been saying that since, far as I can remember, the Clinton, this is just how I can remember because of my age, the Clinton administration. Sorry, Alex Jones, 1776 will not commence again, my brother, because your guns aren't going to be taken away. The fucking government's not going to stop us from using air conditioning. It's just not going to happen. Go sell some fucking super male vitality and drink your fucking chicken bone marrow fucking collagen fucking chocolate broth thingy. It just makes me fucking sick. And, yeah, maybe fuck off. So, that being said, I don't mean to be politically charged. I usually don't like to get politically charged, but I just have to do it. Like, I'm fucking tired of fucking seeing a fucking tragedy, and then everybody with the fucking tragedy is defending, oh, you know, because I own a gun. I gotta do this, this, and this. I know people that own guns, and they fucking say, hey, this has nothing to do with your Second Amendment rights. This is fucking essentially an act of terror. There's a police officer there who was armed and he ran like a pussy. An armed ex-military person in a school will not help. Paying teachers bonuses to have fucking guns on them will not help. Why don't you just pay the teachers their salary now that you're having a fucking problem paying them too? That's just, I'm just saying. So, with that, I end this show. This is the fourth Anchorsode. And next week, I'm going to do more shows. I'm going to do another show next week. This is John Albatross signing out. Peace.